Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, we would like to reiterate key points of Belarus position with regard to UNCTAD program plan. From the perspective of UNCTAD's mission, global economy and international trade, such a growing economic, financial and trade trend as unilateral coercive measures cannot be ignored. So UNCTAD shall analyze this trend in order to successfully and in good faith execute its assigned mission to advance trade and development. We look forward to explicit inclusion of this area of work into UNCTAD program of work. It is regrettable that the official communication of the member states of the Group of Friends in Defense of the UN Charter of February this year, requesting the Secretary General of UNCTAD, and I emphasize here, requesting strictly in line with the letter of paragraph 2 of the agreed conclusions of the 87th session of the Working Party, has not so far received clear answer from the Secretariat on how this request of the Working Party was implemented or will be implemented. The Working Party did not put any limits or frame to the expectations, so the Member States had the right to communicate to the Secretary General any important to them expectations. We'd also like to reiterate our request to UNCTAD to monitor and report on current trade trends and policies, including those related to the application of unilateral economic, financial, or trade coercive measures, and their impact on inclusive, sustainable, and resilient development, and to provide appropriate policy recommendations to Member States. We would also like to echo other colleagues from the Group of Friends in Defense of the UN Charter and underline that there are no obstacles in UNCTAD mandate to analyze impact of unilateral coercive measures on global economy and international trade. In other words, to analyze their purely economic, financial, and trade dimensions. In UNCTAD, the matter of UCMs shall be taken out of the politicized context. Mr. Chair, in conclusion, may we express the hope that the report of this 88th session of the Working Party and your chair summary reflect our discussions objectively and faithfully and in a well-balanced way to ensure smooth adoption of the report at the upcoming executive session of the Trade and Development Board. We would also like to thank the Secretariat for the answer during this week to our questions about the modalities of the sessions of the Working Party. So, on basis of the terms of reference of the Working Party, we proceed from the understanding that, its 90th session will take place in formal mode. In conclusion, we also would like to thank you, Chair, the delegations and the Secretariat for the interesting 88th session. Thank you.